The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is making the holidays brighter for our nation's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and severely injured veterans and first responders. For many of these families, the holidays are a tough reminder of the sacrifice their heroes made for us. The foundation is giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve during its season of hope. With each mortgage-free home, the foundation is delivering on its promise to do good and never forget. For some of these families, they have the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home that they picked with their loved one, the home where they made precious holiday memories. For families in a new home, they're creating memories they'll cherish forever. All of this is possible because of your generosity. Support America's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Do good and help today.
Your dog is part of the family. At Rough Greens, we know that dogs need live nutrition just like we do. There's just one problem. For dog food to last, it needs to be shelf stable, and that means it has no live nutrients. The result is your dog's food is dead food. Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food. The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better. Rough Greens is a powerful supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients they need for superior health with a flavor that'll have them licking the bottom of the bowl. We're so confident your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at RUFFGreens.com. That's RUFFGreens.com. Bring your dog's food to life with Rough Greens.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kept Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Omicron has arrived in the U.S. That word a short time ago from White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining, and all close contacts have been contacted, and all close contacts thus far have tested negative. The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
Members of the Supreme Court's conservative majority are giving hints they may make sweeping changes to limit abortion rights in the U.S. after hearing arguments today on Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban, no abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Defending that law was the state's Solicitor General Scott Stewart.
The law includes robust exceptions for a woman's life and health. It leaves months to obtain an abortion. Yet the courts below struck the law down. It didn't matter that the law applies when an unborn child is undeniably human, when risks to women surge, and when the common abortion procedure is brutal.
Mississippi also arguing for the reversal of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which in 1992 reaffirmed Roe. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan says normally there must be a strong justification beyond disagreeing with a previous ruling before it can be overturned.
And I guess what strikes me when I look at this case is that, you know, not much has changed since Roe and Casey, that people think it's right or wrong based on the things that they have always thought it was right and wrong for.
Chief Justice John Roberts says he questions how Mississippi's law that bans abortions after 15 weeks hurts a woman's ability to choose to have an abortion. On Wall Street, the Dow down 3 points. More from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Another record month for Nevada casinos as they won more than $1 billion for the eighth straight month, which had not been done since November 2006 to May 2007. Clark Kenny was the big winner, taking in just more than $1 billion, nearly 87% of the state total. The Las Vegas Strip was a big part of that, winning more than $702 million. Las Vegas hotel room rates in October were nearly one-third higher than they were in October of 2019. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports the average daily room rate in October was nearly $174, more than 28% better than the same month a year ago. Tourism officials say 3.39 million visited Southern Nevada this past October, a more than a 7% drop from October of 2019. It's official. Adele has her Las Vegas residency. Weekends with Adele kicks off in January at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. The international singing sensation will do two shows each weekend from January 21st through April 16th. The announcement follows the release of her new hit album, 30, which was released on the 19th.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Got a crash Interstate 15 southbound at the 215 interchange. The left lanes are blocked in that one. Also delays on the downtown freeways, US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho. And those lane restrictions ahead of that really slowing things down. 515 between Main and Eastern, both directions.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, December 1st, first day of December. November is over, and now it's on to December and the holidays and Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah and all of that stuff. It's all going to be a fun month, and we begin it with an issue that we talk a lot about. And that is gun control, because there are still people in Congress, in both the House and the Senate, that want to restrict your Second Amendment rights. What we have found is that support for more gun control has fallen over the years, but the partisan gap is growing. Why that is, how that is, and what's accounting for that gap? Let's check in with Dr. John Lott. He's the president of Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Dr. Lott, good to have you on.
Good to talk to you again. Thanks for calling.
I want to ask you, in a recent Gallup poll, support for stricter gun control has fallen by something like 15 percentage points in just the last 5 years. But assuming that Democrats have not changed their mind, who has been changing their mind in favor of less gun control?
Well, it's mainly been independents, and to a smaller extent, Republicans. Republicans are already more likely to be against it to begin with. What's been happening, though, at the same time, independents and Republicans have been moving against additional gun control. Democrats have been moving in favor of it. And it's just not the Gallup poll. There's a similar poll by Quinnipiac that just came out. They show in both polls that 91% of Democrats support new gun control laws. By contrast, in the Quinnipiac poll, only 13% of Republicans felt the same way. And, you know, it's not just broadly. I mean, you really get an idea of how stark the differences are by looking at some of the individual issues. So the Gallup poll has a question there about whether people support a complete ban on handguns by civilians. 40% of Democrats support a complete ban on civilian ownership of handguns. Only 6% of Republicans feel the same way. You see a similar large split on banning semi-automatic rifles, for example, also.
Dr. Lott, let me ask you. A lot of my friends, I've seen this on TV, the talking heads on cable news, they say that they want what they call reasonable or common sense gun laws. First of all, is there such a thing as common sense gun laws as it stands?
Well, I mean, my own belief is that when you look at a lot of these rules, they're really just trying to ban the private ownership of guns. They may say they support the Second Amendment. They may say they just want reasonable rules. But look at the types of changes that the Biden administration is trying to put through, just a couple of them. One, his nominee for controller of the currency wants to push what she calls debanking of so-called suboptimal industries, which include not just oil, but also firearms makers and sellers. You know, what that means is they want to put pressure on financial institutions not to do business with certain industries that they don't approve of. You know, try running a business. If you can't find a financial institution which will handle the credit cards that your customers want to use, or won't cash your checks for you, or won't provide lines of credit, or won't do any of the other things that financial institutions do for businesses. You know, or take Biden's discussion about his zero tolerance policy for gun sellers. You know, nobody wants to have a licensed gun dealer selling guns secretly out of the back of his store to criminals. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about any type of paperwork mistake, no matter how trivial, on any of the forms that they handle, you know, completely inconsequential to any crime being committed. If you are going to be looking back over the last 15 years of paperwork, and, you know, you're talking about thousands of forms, maybe tens of thousands of forms that they may have dealt with, you know, the notion that you could find any tiny paperwork mistake in any of those forms there, I mean, it's just ridiculous. If you go talk to somebody who sells guns, a dealer, they will tell you, you know, sure, out of thousands of forms, there's going to be some mistake, some tiny mistake in it. And, you know, it's just one way. I mean, that was largely the confirmation battle over David Chipman that Biden wanted to have, because he wanted to enforce that zero tolerance policy. So there are lots of power that a president has in terms of regulatory issues. And we're not even getting into the legislative issues that he wants to push. I mean, the number one legislative issue that he wants to push is to change the liability rules. He wants to make it so that gun makers and gun sellers are legally liable for any harm that results from a gun. I mean, could you imagine applying that to, let's say, cars? You have 4.5 million people each year injured in car accidents that require some type of medical care. Should a Ford be liable for somebody who's not paying attention while they're driving, maybe because they're talking to somebody else, may get into an accident? Should Ford be liable for all the medical costs, for all the lost wages, for all the pain and suffering, be liable for any deaths that occur as a result of that person talking and not paying attention while they're driving? What do you think would happen to the price of cars if they had something like that?
I'm running a little short on time. Again, Dr. John Locke joining us, the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. We've got all this new legislation. We've got the Build Back Better plan, and that's got all kinds of stuff in it that's bad for America. Is there any gun control stuff that's in it?
One of the things that they have in there are to provide funding for states to kind of push them towards adopting red flag laws. So you get money or you lose money based on whether or not you adopt those types of rules that are there. In the House, when they were voting on this, Republican congressmen tried to put in amendments that would require that you had to have due process considerations, you know, make sure that there was a court hearing before somebody lost their access to their firearms. Democrats voted along party lines to kill those types of amendments in the bill. There are other types of rules that they have in there that are going to make it more difficult. They're dramatically increasing the number of ATF agents, precisely so they can go back through many, many years of forms to try to find any of these paperwork.
What about the courts? I mean, we talk a lot about the abortion oral arguments today before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'm curious where the Supreme Court is. Are there any cases they'll be hearing or have heard that we'll be getting decisions on in May and June? Anything regarding our right to keep and bear arms?
There was a major case that was heard on November 3rd dealing with New York's concealed carry law. There are seven states which are so-called may-issue states: California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Hawaii, Delaware are some of the states there. What they require is that you have to give what's called proper cause or a good reason for why you should be able to go and obtain a concealed carry permit. Less than 1% of the adult population in those states has a concealed carry permit. If you compare it to the other 43 states, including Nevada, that have that, you're talking about 11% of the adult population on average. And that is despite the fact that 21 of those 43 states are so-called constitutional carry states where you don't even need to have a permit. So I listening to the oral arguments in that, I think it's very likely that the Supreme Court is going to strike it down. I mean, even John Roberts was saying, can you tell me another part of the Bill of Rights where you have to go and get a license? You know, do you have to have a license to be a reporter? Do you have to have a license to practice religion? Do you have to give a good reason to some government official why you should be able to be a reporter to go and report on certain stories? And you know, I don't think the government, either the Biden administration, which was defending the New York law, was able to give a very good response to those. But more importantly, it's not just dealing with concealed carry. I think that there's at least four votes on the Supreme Court that want to revisit exactly how the lower courts evaluate Second Amendment cases. And that could be very major, because what you have to understand, so I've taught at University of Chicago Law School, and I was at Yale for a while. When people read things like the First Amendment, it seems clear enough. It says, Congress shall pass no law. And I would make a joke with people about, well, what would they have to write if they really meant Congress shall not pass a law? Would they have to say, Congress shall never, ever, ever, ever pass a law? I mean, how many conditions would they have to put in there? Judges like power. And they don't like bright lines. And so they like to fuzz things up. And one of the things that judges have done is have what they call balancing tests. And at least some of the justices on the Supreme Court were raising concerns about whether we should allow those types of balancing tests, whether we should observe what seem to be bright line rules in the Constitution. If you don't like it, then change it. But don't let judges kind of insert their own policy things, because the way they read a lot of these things, they say, okay, well, Congress, the Constitution says Congress shall pass no law, and the way the courts have interpreted it is Congress shall pass no law unless they have a good reason, and we, the judges, will determine whether or not we think Congress is a good reason.
That is amazing. Dr. John Lott is the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. I want to ask you, just in a final couple of minutes, the whole issue of if folks on the left are unsuccessful via the courts, i.e. the U.S. Supreme Court, a lot of them have said, well, we'll take this on in another way, taxing ammo and guns to death. Is that going to be the next next hill to die for Democrats?
Well, I mean, that's essentially what they try to do already with things. You know, I'll give you an example. Compare Illinois and Indiana. Illinois was forced by a court to start issuing concealed carry permits, but they make it as difficult as possible. You only have about 4% of the adult population in Illinois has a concealed carry permit. Indiana has over 21%. And the difference is the cost. In Illinois, it costs over $400 to go through the process to get a concealed carry permit. In Indiana, it's $12.95. And they do all sorts of other things, like there was no training facilities in Chicago. You were banned from taking even permanent concealed handguns on public transportation. They do all sorts of things in order to make it costly and difficult. And what you end up having, I mean, Illinois is a heavily Democratic state. They claim that they care about minorities and what have you, but the only people that primarily get permits there are basically wealthy whites who live in the suburbs. In Indiana, a heavily Republican state, you see a lot more poor minorities, people who live in urban zip codes, who are getting concealed carry permits when it's up to them, once they've met the training and other requirements, to decide for themselves whether or not they want to go and get it. And it just, you know, so I think they try to do it lots of ways. Now, eventually, I think there'll be court cases that deal with these types of issues. I'll give you an example. If a state were to pass a one-penny tax on newspapers, just on newspapers, the courts would strike that down instantly, because there's cases going back to the 1930s and so, where you had courts said, look, the power to tax a fundamental right is the power to destroy. Now, you can put a sales tax on everything, but you just can't single out newspapers. And I think, you know, the large fees and other things that we're talking about that people have to go through to get guns, I think eventually these states are going to go too far on it, and the courts will strike it down.
A final minute. 40% of Democrats like the idea of a complete ban on handguns and other weapons like that. Only 6% of Republicans. But the gap between Democrats and Republicans is widening. And I guess my question is, are we going to see more independents speak up and make the difference on this particular issue?
Well, I mean, independents have been the largest group moving against more gun control in the last 5 or 6 years or so. You know, I think a lot of it just depends on the media coverage. I did a report earlier for the first 9 months of this year. If you take the five largest newspapers in the United States, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, etc., what you find is that they had 2,700 news stories on gun crimes. Only 10 stories on defensive gun uses that were there, and even then they had unusual cases where something went wrong. You know, people don't know that guns are used defensively about 5 times more frequently each year than they're used in the commission of crime. And, you know, if we had time, I could go through in this more in depth, but, you know, the media is doing what it can to kind of push back on these changes that are occurring, but you know, we'll just have to see what happens there.
Well, we'll continue to follow the story. Dr. Lott, we'll have you on again. Again, the book is Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. He is Dr. John Lott, the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. And just in our final 15 seconds, how can folks reach out to you? How can they find out more about the work you're doing there?
Well, our website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. And that has all the stuff that you and I have been talking about and a lot more.
Dr. Lott, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you very much.
Dr. John Lott, the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC.
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different, way different. If you already have a loan at one of those payday companies, we can really help. Give us a call, and we'll show you how much you can save by borrowing from us and paying off your other loans. Spoiler alert, it's a lot of money, sometimes over half. We love to say yes, give credit line increases, and we report your positive history to your credit.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division.